Listen to this news. President Ruto sparks youth trade boom at Nairobi summit. President William Ruto of Kenya called upon African governments to dismantle trade barriers impeding youth trade and hindering young entrepreneurs. His message resonated throughout the event, which also celebrated graduates from Arizona State University and the Google Hustler Academy. President Ruto underscored the urgent need for nurturing entrepreneurial environments across Africa. Such ecosystems, he argued, would transform youthful innovations into successful cross-border enterprises. Key to this vision is government support in providing access to capital, mentorship, and broader opportunities. Pointing to Kenya's Hustler Fund, the Financial Inclusion Fund, as a pioneering model, Ruto noted its success in empowering over 21.7 million Kenyans with essential resources to kickstart and advance their ventures, particularly aiding those at the socioeconomic spectrum's base. The summit, also a graduation event, welcomed prominent figures like Lesotho Prime Minister Sam Matakane, Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, Sports Cabinet Secretary Ababu Namwamba, Kirinyaga Governor Anne Waiguru, and Rwanda Youth Affairs Minister Abdallah Udomatwishima. President Ruto reaffirmed Kenya's dedication to the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, a key initiative aimed at crafting a seamless market for African businesses. As part of this commitment, he revealed Kenya's plan to scrap visa requirements for African nations, championing the ideal of an interconnected commercial landscape. Emphasizing the role of innovation in propelling Africa's progress, Ruto urged the continent's youth to adapt their skills to a job market trending towards virtual and tech-centric roles. He cited the Ahira Digital Skills Initiative and the creation of digital hubs as pivotal government efforts to support this transition. President Ruto's address also spotlighted the youth's role in environmental stewardship, urging engagement in renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and the development of climate-resilient infrastructure. He stressed the youth's potential as agents of peace and reconciliation, vital for a stable and prosperous Africa. Supporting Ruto's vision, Gachagua called for the youth's ascension to leadership roles across various sectors, including politics. Matakane highlighted the necessity of technological ingenuity for the continent's unification, while Namwamba lauded the summit as a crucial forum for actualizing the African Youth Charter's objectives. The Youth Connect Africa Summit stands as a testament to the increasing recognition of African youth's pivotal role in shaping the continent's trajectory through entrepreneurship, innovation, and governance. Business General, Saudi-Hong Kong Inc. Investment Pact to Boost Economic Ties.